This is Francesca Durham, independent recruiter for the Curry Henry Group, and I'm here today with Lynn Curtin Lang and Michelle Hendricks of Manulife Securities. Between both of you, we have over 50 years of wealth management leadership and industry expertise around the table. And today, you're both successful independent business owners who have chosen to walk your own paths, leading the way for others to follow in your footsteps. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So hello, Michelle, and hello, Lynn. Thank you for joining me. Okay, so let's open up this dialogue with a two-part question, and we'll start with Lynn, and we'll just see where this all takes us, okay? So Lynn, can you tell me how long you've been in the business, and what made you decide to leave corporate Canada to run your own advisory practice?
Sure. Thanks, Francesca. I've been in the business since 1987, working as an advisor for the bank-owned firms. And I went out on my own in 2005 to set up my own advisory practice here in Burlington.
Okay, wonderful. And Michelle, tell us a little bit about how you came into the business and what made you decide to leave corporate Canada to go out and run your own advisory practice.
So I have been in business for almost 20 years now. The first 15 years I was actually with a credit union. And I made the decision to go on my own almost 5 years ago. And my reasons were because I felt a loss of autonomy while I worked at the credit union. For the first number of years, we were very flexible. I was able to run my business the way I wanted to within the credit union system. But over time, that became more and more difficult as there were many layers of management. And suddenly, I lost control. Mm-hmm. And the corporate objectives were no longer in line with my personal objectives. Okay. And how I wanted to treat my clients and run my business. So I decided to make the leap into independence at Manulife Securities.
Okay, wonderful.
And I too, similar to Michelle, my decision to go out on my own was had an element of having more control. The banks had gone through a lot of mergers and acquisitions. The firms, you know, clients were being tossed around between firm and different firms because of the control over my location, control over my support staff, and also the bank-owned firms were becoming, they were making it more difficult for us to grow our business in the way we wanted to grow it. They were starting to establish a list of rules as to, you know, your client had to be a certain size or earn a certain amount of revenue in order for you to take them on. And these clients have been with us for years. We had brought them in when they were preparing for retirement, and they had been with us for, you know, in some cases, 20 years. And the firm was saying, no, they're not profitable enough. It's time for you to fire them. And we weren't interested in doing that. So we wanted to be more independent and have greater control over our business.
Wow. Okay. So what I'm actually hearing both of you say is, in wanting to have more control over your business, you're also wanting to create a safe space and a safe environment for advisors that are coming on board and joining your team. Mm-hmm. Would I be correct in saying that?
I think it's definitely a fair statement. It is certainly nice to be able to do things in a way that makes you comfortable, and knowing that it will keep your clients comfortable as well. And if we can have other like-minded advisors with us,
perfect.
It just would make it that much better.
And then to me, that's the ultimate win-win situation for everybody. Okay, so let's move on to part two of the question, and I'll start with you, Lynn. If you can tell us or share How does your business at Manulife Securities distinguish you or set you apart from your competition at a bank-owned firm?
Well, I think advisors today are faced with several challenges, and some of those challenges include they're working harder for less pay, they're being told what kind of clients they can work with, depending on both the size of their client's account and the revenue that the client's account generates. So it's definitely the employers are looking for profitable investors, profitable clients. And I think that for us here at Manulife Securities, what we've tried to do is not only generate a branch that everyone enjoys coming to, but the people here are entrepreneurial spirited. We've created the infrastructure so they don't have to worry about real estate. We have support staff. So an advisor who's currently maybe working in an employee model can easily transition to an independent mm-hmm. model like ourselves.
Okay. And Michelle, if you can answer the same question, how your business at Manulife Securities distinguishes you or sets you apart from your competition?
So when I left the credit union, it was important for me to find a place that would be good for myself and my clients. And that involved finding a place that basically had a large name, a big name, so that my clients would feel comfortable. Manulife definitely is a big name. Mm-hmm. It was important that I found a place that had products that I was used to using, mm-hmm. No restrictions on products. I wanted to find a place that allowed me to set up shop under MFDA or under IROC. I could be fee-based or not fee-based. I could brand myself or not. All of these things helped me to choose Manulife because they offer all of that.
And actually what I'd like to talk about next is the compensation and autonomy for advisors wanting something more from their careers in the future. If we can talk about that, Lynn?
Sure. Well, I'm an accountant by background, okay. And owning and operating my own business was always a lifelong dream that I had. And I think the ability to own your own business sets you apart from any employee at any other firm, because we are, you know, we look to attract business owners and we are like-minded with business owners. Entrepreneurial spirited. I love the idea of building something, and that's what we've done here in Burlington. Mm-hmm. And we've had established client relationships for a number of years, and the flexible pricing model at Manulife Securities, the flexibility to share the grid of the branch. So, for example, if there's four or five advisors all at a certain rate, Manulife Securities recognizes all of the assets and all of the revenue to determine the grid that we're paid out at. So for in terms of compensation, there is no better compensation package on the street. And we are in control of our expenses. And we have that brand. We have that great Canadian Manulife brand. Even though we're totally independent and autonomous from them, they are our back office. They do send out the statements. They provide all of the regulatory framework that we need to live within, whether we're on MFDA or the IROC side. And if you're insurance licensed, it's amazing the amount of support that we can get from Manulife.
Wonderful. In terms of a typical versus superior financial advisor client relationships and building those relationships, what does a member joining your team require to be a part of your success story? Michelle?
Well, to be part of Manulife, we believe, for you to be successful at Manulife, we believe having a book of business of $25 million would set you on a great path towards success. Manulife definitely is not a starting point for someone in this industry. It's not for rookies, I would say. However, if you do have an established practice already, even within a bank-owned firm, and it is at that $25 million level, mm-hmm. You would be very, very content to make the move to Manulife, and I don't think you'll look back.
And Lynn, how would you add to that or build on what Michelle has suggested?
Well, I think a lot of advisors have a fear factor of moving from their employment model where they go in every day and the lights are on, the bills are paid, and they don't have to worry about the infrastructure issues. But the trade-off there is that someone else is going to control their control who they bring in as a client, how much they're going to charge for the work they do, and the firm is going to provide the net payout. So when I'm looking at somebody and what's going to be necessary to be successful on the independent side, I would say join a branch that is already started, like Michelle or myself. We have an infrastructure already in place. They can come aboard, they can have an office, the expenses are negotiated up front. They will know that their business is their business, so when the time comes for them to retire, they have full control over how that succession plan is put in place. They have control over the pricing of that book of business based on all the many factors that go into it. And in the selection of the succession plan. So I think, if I was going to be speaking to someone who's looking at what the alternative might look like, mm-hmm. I'd say I'd agree with Michelle. You know, they need to have a book of business. They need to have decided that they really love this business. They want to be in it for the next 5 to 10 years. Manulife Securities will provide a transition package for them. They will provide at our level support to bring over the investment assets and training. So they really, other than a different logo on their client statements, they really won't see much difference from the client mm-hmm. perspective. But for them, they'll have, it's just such a great story. They'll have the ability to build their business their own way.
Wonderful. I think what we should do is actually recap and just go over so everybody, you know, is on the same understanding of the top two, let's say the top two, top three issues facing advisors today. The top three issues facing advisors today are?
So I think one of the biggest ones yep. is the payout issue. Okay. So how to survive in the business today on a continually shrinking paycheck, okay. given that they're not really in control over their expenses. The firms they're working for, their sponsoring firm, is determining not only what they're going to make based on the assets they have and the revenue they're generating, but also how much they're going to pay for that service. So I think that's a huge issue right now. Another one might be the fact that a lot of the firms on the street are actually saying that an individual client account must earn a certain amount of revenue or the broker has to release it. And I think that's difficult for those of us who have been in the business, who have had relationships, building mm-hmm. relationships for a number of years. Yes, there is a lot of work to be done on an account-by-account basis, but should you, maybe that client is an advocate and brings you a lot of referral business. So sometimes it's qualitative things that you choose to do business with them, even though you might not have a lot of revenue being derived from the individual accounts. Mm-hmm. I think the other big issue right now is that our industry is getting older. and not a lot of new rookie type people have been trained and been brought in to a point where they can succeed in these employee models. And so they're right around the 400,000 mark, and their companies are saying to them, you're going to be paid out at 20%, for mm-hmm. example. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, our grid levels start above 50%. So all of a sudden, they can afford to stay in the business, continue to build their business by transitioning into an independent model. And we're just asking that they consider their alternatives before they make a decision and accept a lowball bid for what they've already accomplished in their short tenure in the business.
Thank you. Final question. Oh, did you want to add something
well,
to that?
Well, I was just going to add that in the corporate world, too, I think time management is becoming more and more an issue. There's a lot of corporate objectives out there. And I think more advisors are finding it difficult to stay on top of it all. When you move to the independent side, you choose. You choose where you want to focus, who you want to focus on. You choose how to run the business. And that's really liberating.
Thank you. And Lynn, yes?
Just in terms of why someone might want to join Michelle and I in our individual practices, besides the issues that are pushing the push factors, we call them, pushing them out of their existing models, really the pull factors for us is that they can enjoy joining an established office. They get a higher payout. They can control their own expenses. They don't have to worry about real estate, paying, you know, the bills, that sort of thing. They own their own book. They can price their own book for succession planning. They earn for the same amount of work, they will earn more money instead of working harder for less. And finally, a higher payout will allow them to stay in the business and continue to build their business until they reach the same levels of success that Michelle and I have made.
Thank you. That's great insight from both of you. Thank you. Okay, so one final question that I would like to ask both of you is, what's the motivation and inspiration that's driving your success?
So when I started out in this industry, I had such a passion for it, but I also had a passion for my family and raising three kids. I often felt that you needed to make a choice. It was one or the other, and that irritated me because I really wanted to believe that you can have it all. So I've learned that you can have it all.
Thank you, Michelle. And Lynn?
Well, I'm not sure that I have too much to add. I do believe that the freedom to operate your style of business without any pressure of tied selling or, you know, the pressures that some of the employers, the sponsoring banks put on us as advisors. So maybe I'll just add a couple of things to what Michelle said, and that is I like the idea of building something. I think that for me, it's twofold. Okay. The first would be that I have greater control over my business being self-employed, and I get to dream and build in the way that I wish to dream and build it. So that would be number one. And number two would be that I have this amazing team behind me, and they've been with me for 25 years, and I think that a great deal of our success is from the continuity that we've been able to offer our clients for all these years. And I think that matters in this business. We've got so many things that we're faced with in the regulatory environment. And as Michelle mentioned earlier about time management, there's so much to do in a day, and you have to have a really good team to help you do it. Michelle has a great team. I have a great team. We are, in part, successful because of the support that we've gained along the way, or that we have had along the way.
Thank you. That's all we have time for today, and I'd like to thank both Lynn and Michelle for taking the time to speak with me today. I would like to say that, Lynn, you're located in the Burlington area, and Michelle, you are located in the St. Catharines area. And again, I mean, thank you for your time, both of you. This has been Francesca Durham, independent recruiter of the Curry Henry Group, and this concludes our interview. To get in touch, please see the details on this page. Thank you.